Cree Mittens. For Annie Jolly, Master Craftswoman of the James Bay Cree. See their bead bright glistenings. O silk thread embroidery, O beaver fur, ahay. Hold them close up to your nose, reveling spiritually in heavenly scent of their smoke-tanned moosehide, sweet fragrance of black spruce campfires of old. Oh, two times, ahay. Cree Mittens, yea, the magic mittens, feel the eerie shiver-quick feeling. It is brought on by this magical glimpse which these mittens give us into mysteries of indigenous culture and timeless tradition. This it is which doth thrill us with such an eerie, shivery feeling. Ahay! O brilliant glistenings of silken stitchery and prime pelt, O campfire magic of smoke-tanned moosehide, 3 times, no 13, no 3,000 times, ahay. Cree Mittens, magic mittens, hear them whisper, another world, yes, my fellow seekers of romance and adventure in the great Canadian Northland. It's as if there were mysteriously disembodied and mittened hands afloat in the forest shadows here before our very eyes. Spirit hands, ay-yay-o-way-hay, oh, see them all a-glisten amidst glistening arrows of light and diamond-eyed spirit signs, aho. See these mitten-clad hands dramatically drawing back animal skin flap from across wigwam's door. See bowed polewood framing an interior shadowy and dim, no lintel post nor door jamb here. Oh, see the dance of bronze golden firelight, a swarm with spirit signs, oh, spirit life within. See the Cree clan mothers busy at their magical culture craft. Oh, yeah. Cree mittens, magic mittens. Oh, listen, hear them whisper. Another world, ahay. Yea, breaking into song. Ahay. Colton Hills Indian Camp, late winter, 2013.